The Otter Maid wiped debris from her eyes anxiously.
Are you hurt, Colin? Did any big rocks hit you?
The big fellow managed a rueful grin.
Oh, I think I'll live, Marm. Banya, what's going on?
Banya Stream Dog came scurrying on all fours, a large gash over one eye.
We lost two clam beasts and a hare. Look out!
The three huddled together as another load of boulders thundered down the slope. This was smaller than the first lot and soon petered out. Now the cat guards were chanting,
Petro! Petro! Death to his foes!
In the relative safety of the rocky outcrop, Cuthbert Grandon and O'Crag joined Colin, Letho, Banya and Tyria for a hasty council of war. Grandon glanced grimly up at the crater top.
Bad show all round, chaps, what?
Colin looked up from pressing some dried moss to Banya's wound.
I told you they could pin us down here, Major. There ain't no way we can get at the scum, that's a fact.
Cuthbert polished dust from his monocle nonchalantly.
Pish tush, old lad. I thought of a solution already. Santo Crag, see if you can't get the patrol and a few stout otter types away off to the left flank. Quietly now. Don't let the cats see what we're up to, what? Captain Grandon, I'll leave you in charge here. Begin advancing slowly in ranks of three, slinging fusillades.
The captain drew his long rapier.
I'm with you, Major Frank. We keep the blighters busy while you work a flanker on them. Ha! We've played that game before. Remember when we whacked those vermin at the South Cliffs?
Cuthbert nodded.
Precisely. But remember, don't give them the order to charge till you hear me give the old war whoop.
Captain Rafe Grandon threw a curt salute.
Aye, sir. The moment ye yell, we'll come running like death on the wind. There'll be a lot of cats lining up at Hell Gates by sunset.
Major Cuthbert Blaindale Frunk began to smile.
By thunder, there will. I'll see to that. Goodbye, chaps.
He stole off to the left. Tyria made as if to follow him, but Captain Grandon placed a restraining paw on her.
You stay with us, lady. The Major ain't a beast to be around today. Did you see how wild his eyes were? Right, Colin, Banya, and you two, miss, follow me. I'll show you the ropes. 'Tis quite simple. You'll each be in charge of a rank. Don't worry, you'll soon pick it up.
Petru peered over the top of his wall, then ducked down to Hinso at his side.
Well, that soon stopped them. We'll give them another shower of rocks in a bit. They won't be so eager to charge us then, eh?
Hinso glanced back over her shoulder.
Lord, we've used up all the stones we collected.
The young warlord replied scathingly.
Then don't argue with me. Get some more and get them fast. Move yourself!
There was a cry from the otters below. Some sling stones rattled in over the wall top. One struck Petro on the paw. He winced and sucked his paw, then scoffed.
If that's the best they can do, we've no need to fret.
Another shout came from below.
Red wall!
Hinso was just moving off to issue orders to the rock-gathering crew when the second wave of sling stones came over. This time they struck with more force. One hit Hinso in the mouth, knocking a fang out. Crouching down behind the wall, Petru yelled,
Archers! Slingers! Spear cats! Up here!
Deceiver!
On this third war cry, which issued forth from Colin, a big salvo of sling stones came whipping in, dropping several guards in their tracks. Petru chanced a glance through a chink in the wall stones. The otters had gained ground. A long line of them stood up, whirling their slings as Banya sang out the eerie clan war cry.
E-I-E!
Suddenly it was raining sling stones fast and hard. The otters dropped down low and another long rank ran ahead of them, slinging for all they were worth. Tyria stood alongside them, shouting,
Red wall!
Gritting his teeth, Petru drew his scimitar. Anger coursed through the young cat. Things were not going as he had planned. He called to his cat guards.
Get to this wall! Rally to me!